the computers to chew on, it doesn't mean that it isn't really the work of...
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Human beings as part of that database. Is that is the model that you have going as well, that maybe an algorithm might say, hey, I noticed a discrepancy here, or the something pops up on your screen to say this, the you might want to go back and look at this based on some of these numbers?
Absolutely, and you hit it right on the head. That is what the system is all about, and all of those teams that you mentioned all are very successful. They all are winning at the big league level, and ultimately that's what we want to do at the same time. But when you put this in, one of the things that you always have to fight are the guys that have been in baseball for 20, 30, 40 years that instantly think that a computer is going to take their job. That is far from the case.
It can enhance their job.
There's no question. And I think that when you start integrating that with the scouting reports, with what the eye sees, with what they're getting from the makeup part of it and what they're getting from just the being at the ballpark and being around it, when you tie those things together, all of a sudden you're giving yourself a competitive advantage, and we were working in a competitive disadvantage prior to that. And, you know, and this goes from the major leagues all the way down to amateur baseball, but you have got to use all of your resources. And if I'm not going to use all of my resources as a scouting director, then Rick and Kenny and Jerry should come to me and fire me, because they're not going to get the best product from it. So when you have the ability to tie all of these things together, to give you an opportunity to look at things just in a different perspective. And there might be a guy that maybe what our eyes are seeing as tools-wise, the numbers are a little bit different. And then when we put those things together, go back and take another look, dig a little bit deeper, those things sometimes you come around. And our guys, I will say, our amateur scouting staff, this past year, I couldn't have been more happy with not only the effort that they put in, but the open-mindedness that they went into it with. And I think this draft showed. I'm very proud of this draft, and I know our staff is as well. And that shows that these guys were open-minded enough to accept the change, and they did that. And if they were unwilling to accept the change, we wouldn't have had success.
I want to go back to the recent trades, and just because I'm curious how it works when – the pro scouting side obviously is going to be consulted when you're talking about guys who have a bit of a track record as minor league players. But when they're as young as these guys are who came in the packages for sale and Eaton, and still I'm sure are more to come in ensuing trades in the next days or weeks, don't you have to actually look at the first blush amateur scouting as well and say, what did we think of them when they were draftable, or what did we think of them when they were available in the international market? That it might be different, but it also might be informative if you go back and maybe just say, this is the very, very first thing we thought way back when.
Absolutely, Dan. And Rick and I have probably talked. I've probably talked to Rick more in the past 2 months than I have my wife, which my wife actually might like that. But Rick has done a great job of involving every piece of information that we can get. And him and I have been in constant communication. And when we look to whether it's a kid's makeup or whether it's just how he's progressed talent-wise and tool-wise over the course of 3, 4, 5 seasons, however long he's been out, we'll go back to our area scouts and, hey, give me a rundown of what you had in high school. What did you think of this guy? And some of these young men, their track record and our database on these guys go back to when they're 15 and 16 years old. Wow. So we're gathering as much information as we can, and Rick has done, Rick and Jeremy Haber and Dan Fabian, the guys in the office, just have put together a great line of communication to get these things headed in the right direction, to get the right information into Rick's hands so he can make the right call on the prospects to get.
You know, for years, the White Sox always had a reputation. This is going back, well back through Ron Shuler. And when I was still working in the Midwest League at the time, when the White Sox still had a reputation of liking toolsy athletes. And we'd always marvel when the South Bend White Sox would get off the bus. I'd be like, well, it's a basketball player, swimmer. And you see these guys with these big V-shaped bodies and real rangy levers and big shoulders. And it has always been a thing. And is that a fair reputation? Is that something did it matter? Or there was always they're drafting athletes and not baseball players. Where does one meet the other? And was any of that true?
Yeah, you know, I think in everything, where there's smoke, there's fire on some things. And yeah, there was a definite angle towards guys that were high ceiling athletic players. Now, at some point, I think sometimes the misconception comes in that they have no baseball tools at all or anything like that. That wasn't the case. And in certain players, you know, we've seen the raw power, we've seen the home run ability or the speed or whatever it may be. So it's a refinement of those tools. But some kids, what they have between the ears and their makeup on and off the field really is what drives them to be able to improve. So while there was an effort to get a lot of those type of players into our system, from the time that, Rick and I sat down right after the draft in 15 to discuss the direction, it was more about getting a balance. And it's okay to take some of those guys. It's okay to add some of those guys to your system. And you want to do that because you want to hit a home run on some of those guys. But at the same time, you've got to make sure you have good, solid baseball players to surround them with, and more of those good, solid baseball players that know how to get on base, high OBP guys, guys that control the strike zone, pitchers that throw strikes, that have some ceiling left in them, but battle and compete. So when you marriage those two together and you're able to have a solid balance between the two, that's where you're going to find your success in the draft and in the minor leagues.
Now that you've got a draft under your belt and another one upcoming, how do you make sure you don't drive yourself crazy trying to watch it and see how they're doing? Basically, the scouts, was I right? And there's so much data available and so much video available that if you don't know how to handle it properly and know how to take some of the hits with the misses and take the long view on some guys, you'll be a basket case. So how do you wake up and not have that happen to you?
That's a good question. Let me know when you find out. When Zach Collins first went and ended up in, started in Arizona League, and he struck out the first couple times, I sent Rick a text, and, I was a little bit nervous, and he kept telling me, would you just relax? Just relax. And I'm a pretty intense guy. I'm a high energy guy where, I like to get after it, and I've had to really learn that, it's a long season, and there's ups and downs. And, the one thing is the box score just doesn't tell everything. And, constant communication that I have with Buddy Bell and now with Chris Getz, and being able to ask those guys, hey, how were the at bats? I see 0-for-3 with a strikeout, but how was the at bats? And those help a lot. I think just being able to compartmentalize a lot of these things at the end of the night, because as much as I'd like to say I wake up and look at them in the morning, I don't fall asleep until that last game in Great Falls is finished. So,
wow.
It's just one of those things. You get it in your blood. It's just hard to get out of you. But, those guys help me understand that, hey, while he might be 1-for-9, we're working on something and it's the swing looks good and it's coming, or a pitcher with strikes. So, I as the season progressed last year, I calmed down a little bit, was a little bit more even keel with it, but I can't say that I'm very good at that part yet.
Speaking of the availability of information and video on all these games, one thing it's really done is it's democratized scouting, where it used to be alchemy. It used to be you'd hear stories about a kid, or there would be, you'd have to rely on that guy that would drive out and see that kid and file the report. But now just a jamoke like me can watch some of this, can actually get video on some guys, not to mention the quality of work being done at Baseball Prospectus, the quality of work being done at Fangraphs, that there aren't a whole lot of secrets anymore. What is the value? What's the market value of a really good professional scout right now that's maybe different than it was, say, 20 years ago? Where's the spread there? And here's somebody who does what you do or who works for you. What exactly are you paying for when everybody else can see these same people?
One of the things for us is, as you gain experience as a scout and you pretty much just you enhance your database over and over and over in your mind of what these guys are, and you know, the comparisons of what you've seen happen in the past to then maybe this young man that you're watching now, and you start to draw comparisons between the two. And you know, for me right now, one of the things that I've been pounding home to our scouts and I felt it was important this year was each year I have a different motto or something that I feel that we need to do better. And this year is our scout development and just improving our area scouts and our cross checkers and giving them opportunities to expand a little bit, get outside their comfort zone and push the envelope a little bit. And, you know, with that, I think one of the things that our guys offer me that, you know, when we evaluated our whole scouting staff when I took over, we sat down, we went over each guy individual and figured out what can they offer us, where can they make us better, and what did we have to do to get that out of them. And when we did that, we realized we had a lot of good men here and a lot of good hardworking men, but there were things with the statistical analysis or the makeup part of it that we felt that they needed to open their minds a little bit to. And for me personally right now, with all of the access to every piece of video and every blog and every internet, I mean, I can go on Twitter right now. If I get into my hotel room, turn on a game, I can go on Twitter and get all the velocities right now. I mean, it's wow. The information is just right at your fingertips. But these guys offer away from the evaluation tools of the tools part, they offer the ability to evaluate the mental aspect of it and the kids' makeup, what they do on the field, off the field, how they handle teammates, what their professors are saying, what their classmates are saying, people in the community. So they do so much legwork on these young men to build this profile and to build this report for us that at the end of the day, they've got to paint a picture to us when we're reading that report of what this player is if we've yet to lay eyes on him. And,
wow.
You know, one of the things you really try hard not to do is overwatch video, because you just can't replicate being in person at the ballpark, getting a feel for it, watching him go through his routine. But these guys do a really good job of painting that picture. And you know, like I said, 2016 was great. We've turned the page to 17, and we're really excited about pushing the envelope a little bit further in 17.
All right, Nick, lastly and briefly, we appreciate your time. What does it mean that there's no international draft when that was on the table in collective bargaining, and now there's still going to be some haves and have-nots and the posting fees and all that? What were you hoping for a draft, and how does your job change now as you continue to pursue an entire globe of players without one?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we have an awesome international director in Marco Patti, and Marco has such a great handle on the international department and the international market. You know, I've had an opportunity to spend some time with Marco, and actually just this past month down in the Dominican, and just to sit and talk with him, and I was asking him how he felt about it. And, you know, he's got such a feel for it, and he's got so many years under his belt that he likes the way the current market is. I think we understand that right now that the way that the system's set up with the penalties and the overages and what people can spend and what they can't spend, right now we're in a position to strike. There's a lot of teams that aren't able to
right.
spend due to the penalties, and we are. So, you know, Marco's pounding the road, and his scouts are just doing a tremendous job of getting the right players in front of him and in front of Rick and Kenny and myself to take a look at these guys. And, you know, while the names haven't been, they're not household names yet in our system, the work and the effort that Marco has done, these Latin players, when they sign at 16, they just take so much time. There's just a lot of development that goes into it. There's your special ones that pop quick, but over the course of time, these guys will start rising, and the fans are going to realize these names and the impact that Marco has had on not only our organization, but also myself with the domestic part of it, and giving us a supplement, and not feeling like we have to do it all on our own. But Marco's been tremendous, and it's going to be an exciting time when these guys start to get to double A and triple A and eventually the big leagues.
You know, they're exciting times already. And we're talking with one of the guys who's going to be instrumental in this rebuilding phase of the Chicago White Sox. He is scouting director Nick Hostetler. Nick, thank you very much. This was great.
Dan, thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
You too. Nick Hostetler of the Chicago White Sox. If you are a White Sox fan or a baseball fan, I think you learned something right there. We have a lot more to come, including some NBA stuff. Steve Ashburner is going to join us at 3:40. We can talk to him about the reports regarding Fred Hoiberg. And if you missed those reports about the tenuousness of his job position, I will read exactly what was written today in a moment. Also, we are going to give away a $15 Jets Pizza gift card soon on The Score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want, Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. Let's be honest. As much as we're all anxiously awaiting tomorrow's national semifinal matchups pitting Alabama and Washington and Clemson taking on the Buckeyes, for the most part, as usual, the college bowl season's provided very few thrills and even less intrigue, as antiseptic, sterile venues equate to the complete antithesis of what football Saturdays provide throughout the regular season. No juice, no sizzle. So while we suffer as fans, the players, not so much. You ever wonder what kind of swag these kids walk away with for participating in a bowl game? Well, here's a taste, and it's pretty sick. If you remember the Maryland Terps, or say Boston College, who competed in the Quick Lane Bowl, they cleaned up in a big way. In addition to receiving a $200 Best Buy gift card and JBL headphones, every player also receives a life-size fathead decal of themselves. Imagine that thing in the man cave. There's the scotch, there's the TV. Oh yeah, by the way, there's me. Not bad. I'm BT.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
So I was driving with my son this morning. I was taking him up to Vernon Hills for his goalie camp, and we're driving on 60 there and by Hawthorne Mall, and I look and I say, there's a Mattress Firm. How about that? And then about 100 yards later, my son goes, there's another Mattress Firm. And I said, see, that's just how convenient Mattress Firms are, is that you can find one sometimes within 100 yards of another one. You turn here, there's a Mattress Firm. You turn there, there's a Mattress Firm. And he asked me, he said, when can I get a new mattress? I said, why do you need a new mattress? And he said, I swear to you, he says, because mine is more than 8 years old. And I've heard what you've said, and I've heard what Mattress Firm has said, that when my mattress is more than 8 years old, I should get a new one. So why don't we stop at Mattress Firm and get me a new mattress? I said, well, we'll talk about it. Maybe not exactly today, but he threw it right back at me that indeed, if your mattress is 8 years old or older, you probably need a new one. He also knows that when he comes in and lies down on our mattress, he knows it's better than his because ours is the Tempur-Pedic Breeze. So a smart enough kid is trying to talk his way into a new mattress and just might get one. This probably be a good time too, because it's the year-end closeout sale. Up to 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. For a limited time, you can get a free box with select mattress purchase, and you can save up to $500 store-wide of the best brands, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns and Foster, and more. For a limited time, you can get a free $500 gift with a purchase of a Tempur-Pedic mattress and select Tempur Ergo adjustable bases. That's what we have. We've got the Tempur Breeze. We've got the adjustable base. It's worth it. You can also sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So get in there. Go to a Mattress Firm. Lie down on some of these mattresses. Talk to a mattress professional and be honest about how you sleep and when you sleep. And she's over here or he's over here. And sometimes he snores. So you might want to say, ooh, raise the head a little bit. Maybe raise the feet a little bit. You mess around with some of the remote controls. Get yourself a nice, comfortable, high-tech bed when the getting's good. And the getting's real good right now at the Mattress Firm year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica.
Popular music. One year ago, 2015.
Number 3.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, it's too late to say sorry now.
Number 1 song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from me.
Most popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number 3.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number 2.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. And the number 1 song this week, 38 years ago in 1978. Chic, The Freak.
Years of Terry Bors on the Score.
Giant babushka.
It all comes down to this show. His last on the Score. Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1.
I don't like anybody.
Do not miss this historic Score special live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage featuring an incredible list of special guests.
Tell me something, pal.
This once-in-a-lifetime show is not open to the public, but a limited amount of tickets will be given away for this intimate setting.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I have opinions.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Old men don't need friends. We need better underpants.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
These rooms don't look the same year to year. You know, I think, it's not a threat or it's not negative. It's just the reality. And, these guys have been doing this long enough, even though we're pretty young. But regardless, they understand that every one of these is a resume and, whether it's here or somewhere else.
John Fox giving significance to the Bears' season finale Sunday in Minnesota. Rookie linebacker Leonard Floyd listed as doubtful with a concussion, but Floyd has already made quite an impression on Fox.
Well, he preferred guys to be in there every game, but I'd say he has I've seen enough of him to know that he's got a bright, bright future.
Floyd with 7 sacks this season. Only Mark Anderson and Brian Urlacher had more as rookies. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It is 3:32, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Late first quarter, Indiana leading the Bulls 26-19. The Bulls are currently on a 7-0 run. They were down by as many as 14 in this opening quarter, looking terrible right off the bat. Seven turnovers in the opening quarter, but they've cut into that lead. It's now seven. Indiana up 26-19. Also, before the game, there's been reports today that ESPN says that Fred Hoiberg is on the hot seat if the Bulls do not play better. And like I said, they started off today's game pretty bad. L.A. Clipper guard Chris Paul will not play tonight against Houston. He's got a hamstring pull. Meanwhile, in hockey, the Blackhawks at Carolina later this evening. Scott Darling will be in goal. What a game in the NHL tomorrow night. Columbus at Minnesota, both on long winning streaks. Columbus has won 14 in a row. Minnesota has won its last 12. College football, the Sun Bowl in the third quarter. Stanford leading North Carolina 13-7. Second quarter in the Music City Bowl, it's Tennessee in front of Nebraska 7-0. Earlier today in the Liberty Bowl, Georgia holding off TCU 31-23. And Michigan and Florida State tonight in the Orange Bowl. Pro football, the Bears listing Leonard Floyd with his concussion as doubtful for Sunday's game at Minnesota. Pernell McPhee with an injured shoulder is being listed as questionable. Meanwhile, the Vikings have already ruled out running back Adrian Peterson. He will not play in Sunday's game. And college basketball coming up a little bit later this afternoon. Northwestern and Michigan State, and the Cats have won their last 10. Their current record is 12-2. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD. It features the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
Well, I don't think you can approach it that way. It's something where, you look at all the different options. When I was at Iowa State, obviously we had a lot of success. First year, I inherited a program of four scholarship players. We found a way to get up, to competing at the top level.
That's Fred Hoiberg, who is described by Mark Stein as being in the NBA's hottest seat. Interesting stuff, because I never thought that a guy with this roster would somehow be to blame for their disappointing play. But he says that sources tell him that the Bulls have been increasingly assessing the coaching fit, sparked by an ongoing dip in the team's level of play and consistency. They began with an unraveling at home on December 13th from 21 points up against the Minnesota Timberwolves and a certain Tom Thibodeau. Says he is under earlier-than-expected pressure, according to league sources. Caller 6 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card, the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. Next up, Steve Ashburner of NBA.com will talk about just that. The NBA, not the pizza, on The Score.
Dan Burstein here. Afternoons 1-6. The Bears are 3-12 and get ready to take on the Vikings in the final game of the season. Thankfully, at this point, a win feels a little empty, but a loss solidifies a high first-round pick. It's something, I guess. Keep it here. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This week in music history.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead. And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You know, I somebody just mentioned something to me about that. I don't know anything about it, you know, so I'm not going to comment on it. I've got a job to do is try to put this team in a position to go out and win basketball games. Like probably 24 other coaches, I'm trying to, you know, find a way to get us to go out and play consistent basketball on a nightly basis.
Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg responding to a national report today that says sources say the Bulls have been concerned with the team's responsiveness to its young coach and Hoiberg's hold on a veteran roster in his second season, and describes his seat as the NBA's hottest, whether it's fair or not, I don't know at this point. Joining us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline, is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man, is Steve Ashburner of NBA.com. He is at AshNBA on Twitter. What's happening, Steve?
How you doing, Dan? Yeah, fair or not, I would say not fair, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop the speculation.
Yeah, I agree not fair because, and he won't say it. I'm sure Fred would never say it, and he's had ample opportunity to say it when asked about their bad three-point shooting and everything else, but I don't know with this ill-fitting group of pieces what more they can be expected to do. It might be fair to say sometimes it looks like they're just not playing hard when they're not running the floor or giving up these big leads, but I don't know. I think for a guy in his second year that was sort of a hand-picked preference of the GM, it would be abrupt and a little strange to launch him now.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at, you know, one of the main problems we're seeing, particularly in December, has been that modulating your performance according to whom you're playing. And, you know, that's a three-year-old problem now.
Right.
And I think that to hold Hoiberg accountable for that 2 years ago, you know, I chalked up most of their ills to the front office undercutting Tom Thibodeau. And they knew that Thibodeau was going to be the fall guy, and it took any responsibility and accountability off of that locker room. Last year, they brought back that group largely intact, but let's face it, Fred came in with a nepotism-like problem where his credentials might not have, you know, it wouldn't have merited him getting that job, but for the people who hired him. And he was the equivalent of Gar Foreman's son in coming into that job. And he didn't get respect in the workplace, I didn't feel. And I don't know that has changed now. So to say that he's on the hot seat and he might get fired, I mean, take it one step beyond that and say, well, do you want the people that would fire him to hire the next coach then? I don't see it making sense.
I don't even know what the large-scale plan would be. Would you then just have an interim and say, okay, this is a pretty decent year to be bad. Maybe we're better off falling out of the playoffs. But if you're firing a coach because you're bad anyway, I'm not sure what a consistent sort of NBA worldview is for management if that's the case.
Well, look, if you're going to accept getting bad, then keep Fred around. And I don't mean that in any sort of a sarcastic way. I mean, there are a lot of people. You know, he came down from he went to Iowa State to coach. But prior to that, he had been working with Minnesota's front office. And there are people to this day in Minnesota, particularly given, you know, how Tom Thibodeau has ruffled some feathers up there, that would say Fred Hoiberg would have been a better fit for a young, talented roster of guys who need to learn how to be professionals. And whereas Tom Thibodeau is the veteran roster, you know, coach. And so if you're going to bite the bullet, I mean, when they traded Derek in June and it was clear that Joakim and Pau Gasol were not going to be back, I wrote, keep it going, trade Jimmy, let Fred be Fred. Now you have that, you have the rebuild. It's kind of time for the Bulls and their fans to suck it up and say, we're going to have to go through something here that, I mean, if they feel capable of rebuilding along those lines, I mean, if they feel capable of stockpiling draft picks and doing the work to snag some, players that maybe aren't obvious and, you know, to go against the chalk a bit, then to me, that's the way you go. And then why make a change with Fred if you want to fashion a team around him? They haven't done that yet. They've taken that team, you know, further away from the style of ball that he purportedly wants to play. And so I don't know why he should be on a hot seat. Let's keep in mind too, look, I'm a quote unquote national writer. Mm-hmm. And there's a point in any season where you start to scout around and you say, hey, nobody's been fired yet. There's a topic. And so now you look around and you say, well, all right, who could be a guy who might be maybe in trouble a little bit? And you eliminate a bunch of guys. And then you look and you say, well, who's had a bad month? And this pops up. It just doesn't, you know, I understand, like in Washington, Ernie Grunfeld gets to step on everybody's graves forever.
Right.
And he gets to hire and fire, and he's never held accountable. But most places, and I think the Bulls are at the point now where enough with the hiring and the firing of a coach, either you take that accountability upstairs or you push it down and change the roster and give Fred a chance.
You're not a quote-unquote national writer, Steve. You're an actual national writer.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just, you know, you talk about yourself that way. I mean, anything beyond beat writer sounds highfalutin to me.
Yeah, I am told, though, and maybe you can confirm, that even in this East and this year and what you talk about of maybe having to swallow hard and do something different directionally, that they don't want to. That from the ownership level, they think it's important to be competitive and to keep making the playoffs and to stay in a higher level of NBA hell. And they also think that once you get bad, there's no guarantee that there's a path to getting good, and you just end up being bad. And you lose maybe the not just the gate from that one playoff series, but an overall level of energy that is something that the Bulls have had. Even as they've been mediocre, they haven't had the torpor set in as far as their game production, their attendance, and some of their revenues. And I don't know if this is just being passed from Jerry to Michael Reinsdorf is something that's important, but it doesn't appear that anything like that is really being considered, or I could say that it would definitely get them closer to winning a title.
No, I know. That's a very legitimate argument to make. I mean, that to catch that, whatever it was, 2.8%, Derrick Rose lightning in a bottle kind of a thing again, you know, that's a long shot. If you end up with a, you know, how to term this, a lottery position that's barely in the lottery, you know, you're going to be having to buck the odds tremendously. And it is a weak East. They ought to be able to grab a playoff spot. You'd like to think that with the flood of money that has come in, that the Chicago Bulls would have been able to sort of spruce themselves up as a free agent destination. And I guess Dwayne Wade choosing to come home, you know, it maybe works in that direction.
But it's just in time for now the new collective bargaining agreement means that the teams are disincentivized from doing that. Because guys aren't going to, they're going to stay.
You could disincentivize, but I mean, are you incentivized as a sports team, as a competitive operation, that you know that Chicago Bulls need to do better and they ought to be able to compete in July with, you know, the teams that are out there actually trying to roll up their sleeves and sign people? I mean, you can make a lot of money without being competitive, and we understand that. And the Bulls have done that, in the past and probably are doing that right now. But, you know, if you really want people to pay attention and not just go to United Center for the experience or out of habit, then you ought to be trying to do those things. My point was the three-legged stool of building a franchise being, you know, trades, drafting, and free agency. If the drafting part isn't going to be your way, and some of these picks that they have lined up now make it seem like that's not their way, even if they're able to get higher picks through trades and things, then, you know, maybe it's going to have to be free agency, and dust that off and see if they can have a new era of Chicago Bulls free agency.
Yeah, that would also have to be a big change in upside calculation as far as talent evaluation, because if you're going to be a team that has floor guys instead of ceiling guys, and it's going to be your good college players who might not be great pros, but are more likely to be decent, you know, and even some, you know, your international draft guys like Mirotić, say we know what he is. He might not ever be great, but we know he's probably going to be good. That there has to be some consistency there, where maybe a lot of this risk is going to be starting in adding as many draft picks as you can and taking some greater risks for some better athletes. Because right now, you're just going to stay each year, you're going to be slightly less mediocre, and you'll stay mediocre and be slower, less athletic, and maybe competitive, but not doing anything.
Well, and I look to Boston as a team that's a lot of ensemble. They went out, they thought that they landed a tentpole guy in Al Horford this past summer. They love their young college ranks coach in Brad Stevens. But Danny Ainge, you know, was, you know, extremely aggressive. The trade with Brooklyn to get, you know, that pick and get rid of Garnett and Pierce. I mean, you've got to be almost ruthless then if you're going to stockpile picks and you want quality, or excuse me, you want quantity picks, in hopes of getting quality players. And I wonder whether the Bulls have that sort of outlook on things or that acumen to get that done. Right now they have, you know, even their potential ensemble guys are underwhelming right now. I mean,
right.
Doug McDermott can't stay on the floor. Bobby Portis has gone backwards. Tony Snell had to get swapped out for Michael Carter-Williams, who has limitations of his own. And, you know, Denzel Valentine, I mean, what have we seen yet?
You know what I've seen, too, is that while we're waiting for the clock to tick on LeBron James and waiting to say, okay, well, that until you slay that dragon, you know, nothing is going to change anyway because there's your glass ceiling. But concurrently, the moment LeBron's powers have eroded to the point where he's not the reason they're great, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to blow the doors off the Bulls and other teams in the East.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you look at the age of the Bucks and the players they have in place, and they do seem to be poised to have next. I mean, I got a question this week on a show about the Toronto Raptors, and, you know, are they going to be one of those unfortunates where they're just out of sync, or I guess in sync with the LeBron era, such that by the time he goes down, say 2 years from now, he's turning 32.
Yep.
Is it today? And so 2 years from now, he's turning 34, and he's not the force that he is even right now. You know, are Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan going to be what they are right now? I mean, so you're right. I mean, the Bucks they have sort of got it timed out and paced out, and I think that is the game in the Eastern Conference now. And if you want to play playoff games and make some money for a round or two, I guess that's really what you have to focus on in the East. In the meantime, though, you're right. You've got to be set up to pounce when the getting's good.
And that I'm sure Boston's thinking that, too. You talk about how aggressive Danny Ainge is. Look, okay, we got our coach. We got our point that we make this move. And you're still the window's not open. You know, the shields aren't down yet. There's no, you can't get in there. You can't do it, even if they do everything right.
Yeah, and I mean, Al Horford, he's long in the tooth, and he has never sent a shiver through a LeBron James team anyway.
Not so, for a second, no.
No, I'd rather have Matthew Dellavedova, who knows that team from the inside, you know, trying to annoy LeBron and company than Al Horford with the Atlanta Hawks and how they were owned by the Cavaliers. So maybe, you know, it is a timing thing, and if we had a sense of, if we had faith in the Bulls, that they were sort of biding their time and keeping their powder dry for when, you know, the time was right to strike, that'd be fine. But mostly it seems like they're fiddling around. And, you know, the Hoiberg thing, I don't see that as coming from inside the Bulls operation. It just doesn't make sense to me that if Fred Hoiberg is not the guy to get this thing done, either this thing now or what they move to, then the people that hired him, yeah, are right there with him in terms of, they're held accountable, and find someone new to hire the next coach.
Ash, great stuff as always. Have a wonderful new year.
Hey, you too, Dan. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. That is Steve Ashburner of NBA.com. We still have two more pairs of tickets to come to the Terry Bohr's last broadcast farewell party on Thursday, January 5th. We're going to be giving those away between now and 6 o'clock. We finally have a little bit of open time here before we get to Bears talk after the bottom of the hour with Dan Durkin. So if you want to jump in, we have not grabbed a lot of phone calls. You want to talk about the Fred Hoiberg situation, what we were mentioning earlier about the Bears. 312-644-6767. Also, some reaction to what you heard from Nick Hostetler. If you're a White Sox fan, I'm seeing some stuff on Twitter, saw some stuff via text about his transparency, about what is going on in White Sox scouting and what they're doing to improve and modernize their operation. It's all very exciting stuff. I think these are good times to be a White Sox fan. I can't tell you the last time I could say that in all honesty, but I'm saying it right now. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but I won't
dream. Number 2.
Heidi Camos, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.